details.
Okay, we're going to spend this hour of the Good Day program talking about you and your finances and financial responsibility and financial reality as we get into the new year. January offers lots of opportunities to get financially fit. There are a lot of people who are talking about Illinois, Jennifer, and their 2% or what was it, 3%? They had a sales tax. They had a state income tax in Illinois of 3%. Now it's 5%. So the news media is on them. 66% tax increase in Illinois. And actually it is kind of, to use the word of someone who has a more dour sound than me, kind of draconian, that word itself, draconian. But I spent a little bit of time, not only, I suppose, analyzing, spending a few minutes, those of you who are listening in Illinois and the surrounding environs, what do you think of not only the move itself, 800-510-8255, but of the hoopla? This is such wonderful talk radio fodder for issue-oriented talk radio programs and the news media in general. It loves to get on something like this because the pejoratives and the faces of the people who voted for it, the governor who says we have to have it or we go bankrupt, you know, all these fools who at 5 minutes to 12 think at midnight we're going to go bankrupt, and we just realized that at 5 minutes to 12, I mean, why would you want to vote for anybody who is that bad? Oh, I didn't know things were this bad. What? You're going to go bankrupt at 5 minutes from now, and nobody told you, nobody. I'm completely in the dark. I didn't realize things were this bad.
And my dog ate my homework.
Good. What? People that, the ninny, you know, we talk about the nanny state. This is the ninny state. Illinois companies. I have some good friends, a very close friend of mine, as a matter of fact. She and her husband operate a business, probably the largest employer in the Champaign-Urbana area, and very unique kind of a business. And they've been there for decades and decades and decades. Family came from there. Father or grandfather started the business. And I can just see the look on his face. I don't want to say I can hardly wait to talk to him because this isn't good for anybody. I know he employs hundreds of people. The town where the plant is, the major employer is his company. Mm-hmm. And so you look at people like that who have worked. This guy is at it. 4 o'clock in the morning, he goes to work, and he's in his late 60s. 4 o'clock in the morning, he's on his way to the plant. Works there until 4:30 in the afternoon, and knows everything about everybody. Knows everything about everything that goes into the business, goes on in the plant. They've expanded not once, not twice, not three times, but 4 times in the past 10 years because business is so good. And one of the things that a business operator like that looks at is, what's the environment? How friendly is the community to me where I'm trying to help their tax base? And people all around Illinois have got to be thinking that this week, as they moved the state into the third highest corporate tax rate in the country. In the country. So the local budget shortfalls because they waste so much money on the local level. The counties are running out of money. The state, because the federal government doesn't give them what they used to have. And we've got all of these. So you start the right. This is, I remember Bill Clinton. Remember the move to put 100,000 policemen on the streets? Remember that?
Yeah.
It was early on in the, I think it was, well, it was probably 1995, just before the election, because he wanted to
get it going.
Yeah, let's
make
get
it move.
Yeah, I want to be, I'm tough on crime. We'll get 100,000 more police on the street. And in fact, only about 46,000 ever got on the street. And the federal government didn't pay what it said it was going to. And the program, which was sunsetted anyway, that means that it had an expiration date as it started. We'll fund this for 4 years, and then it'll stop, and then you'll have to pay for it. Well, okay, so what does that do? You hire 10 new policemen, and their average salary is, let's say, $45,000 a year, with benefits probably 50-something. Just for argument's sake, So you have you have 50,000 apiece attached to, you got $500,000 in your budget that the feds are supposedly reimbursing, but it goes away in 4 years. So what are you left with? You're left with, unless you fire the policeman, a $500,000 increase in your expenses. Then the government, the feds especially, do this over and over and over again. They start stuff, and then they don't fund it, and then they mandate that you continue. They're called unfunded mandates. And so and you got to wonder about other states now. What about the state you live in? 800-510-8255. Is this going to be a tumultuous year for state tax rates? What do you know about what's going on? This is an argument, Jennifer, again, for not only on the federal level for the sales tax, eliminate the income tax, the state level as well. You pay as you go. The more you consume, the obvious connection is if you consume more, then you have more money, and so you could pay more in taxes.
But what do you say to the people that say that the sales tax, and only a sales tax alone, is a regressive tax?
Well, I would say, first of all, they say stupid. Secondly, they don't understand. I mean, I'm being a wise guy when I say stupid. Don't even begin to understand what the nature of taxation is all about. They can say that because that's the same old thing. What does that mean, Clay? Tell me. You hear everybody say that, so you tell me, what does that mean?
It means that more people that have less money spend a larger percentage of their income on essentials like food or anything else they buy at the store. Whereas people that make more money are able to put more away.
Yeah. Well, isn't that the way it's supposed to be? If you make more money, you should be able to use it more either put it away and in money that's put in the bank, invested in things.
The bottom line, Clay, is the people who spend more will pay more.
Right. But the other side of that is, or the additional side to what Richie just said, in terms of spending, there is a cap. Any responsible program like this, that is a sales tax, has a minimum income level attached to it. So if the median income, if we agree at whatever, $40,000 a year, let's say, anybody who makes less than $40,000 a year
that makes less
pays the family. Right. Pays no, when you go to buy things, you have a card that says you don't
tax
have to pay.
Exempt.
You're tax exempt. I have a tax exempt status for the farm. So I have a form that goes to the businesses that I do business with, and they just have to keep it on file. End of story.
But, Clay, I mean, any lower income family pays more of a percentage for their, I mean, they have less to put away anyway. With, you know, housing expenses, food expenses, it eats up more of a percentage of their total
right,
income.
Right, the ratio between what they make
Correct.
And they spend.
All right, but well put. That was well put, actually. You do understand what the term regressive means, and I'm pleased to have you explain that for everybody. 800-510-8255. Jennifer, Rich, Clay, and I are talking about taxes and tax incentives. Lest you think all of the tax news is bad, I have some sweet, sweet tax incentives that have been passed this past year for you. 14 after on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or visit Barracuda.com.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
We have started the Good Day broadcast, 16 and change, almost 17 after the hour. Doug Steffen and Thoughts, which are king here, 800-510-8255. I make the points, and I underscore them by when somebody asks me a question, and I answer it as I do sort of laughingly, you're stupid. Ideas, maybe, and that's really what the focus is here. You can tell by the wryness, and if you're watching the stream at goodayshow.com, you can see the smile in my face when I say that, because I always know what the response is going to be. And the response here is very predictable. But how do you get away from the fact that the state's been in trouble for how many years and nobody wanted to deal with it, and they wait till 5 minutes after the election is over? Literally, this bill was passed 5 minutes before the lame duck session was set to expire the last day of it was this week.
Nice.
So if you're a resident of Illinois, what are you thinking? 800-510-8255. I'm not trying to get onto the political bandwagon here. I'm just looking at what waste, fraud, corruption, abuse, and foolishness. To carry it up to the federal level, the FCC, you may remember, I think we mentioned this at some point on the program a week or so ago, when it was announced that the fine against ABC was yet thrown out again. What is it, a $21 million fine or something?
Yeah.
For somebody saying something or something happening on TV that was more or less an accident, a slip-up. So the FCC this was like 2001 or something. I don't even remember what the event was, but the CBS thing with the Nipplegate, same thing. It's been going on forever. Something happened on Fox. It's been going on forever. The FCC spent almost $100 million of your dollars last year chasing these three or four obscenity cases that have been in court forever. The courts keep throwing them out because the FCC has no standard definition that holds up in court on obscenity. And so they keep going back to court. They get thrown out, they keep going back, and they're spending your money. That's the kind of stuff that ought to be eliminated.
The definition of obscenity is they got a complaint.
Right, yeah,
that's
right.
The definition of obscenity.
That's what gets me, though. You're talking about new taxes, and nobody wants to cut anything.
Yeah. Right.
Well, because they're all votes.
They're never going to come out ahead.
They're all votes.
How many people have we had to let go in the last couple of years, Doug, because we had to cut expenses?
Four or five associated with this program, and you probably more than that at the headquarters there.
I let five go, and I brought one back.
Yeah, all right. Okay. So there are a couple of, I said, before the discussion is over in this hour, we'll come up with some sort of sweet tax incentives. But there are the usual bungles and fumbles. Here's a tax situation from Seattle, the story of Olivia Clark, who is a baby that was born and died within an hour. The medical examiner charged a $50 death tax for this baby that lived 1 hour.
Wow.
$50. Now, what does that tell you about government and how insensitive it is? Why would you sign something, a document, that said these people are required to pay $50 as punishment for this baby not even being able, she had a lung problem, and that's why she couldn't breathe, so she lives less than an hour. You're going to penalize the family by $50. For what kind of thinking is that? It's 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
Good This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
.org.
At the Good Day Show, we never shut up.
Blah, 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 blah.
Will you shut up?
It's true. During the commercial breaks, after the show is over,
blah, 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 blah.
Hey, that's all we do is talk, so why miss any of it? And it's only in the Doug Club.
Join the Doug Club for exclusive interviews and behind-the-scenes fun.
At DougStevin.com.
Some of that bass thump, Dougie.
Yeah.
I like it.
Pretty heavy.
This is
Christina Aguilera, able to shake it quite well. Thank you very much. She is headed back to the Super Bowl. Now people are, when is actually the Super Bowl? Is it 3 weeks from now?
Yeah.
It's my birthday.
Happy birthday. All right. So I assert that her popularity, in fact, is built upon some of the appearances that she's had. Because she comes across well in circumstances. She's a good in-person performer, in other words, from what I can gather. You think that's right, Jennifer? She is a good, she's like Madonna in a sense. They really present themselves well. Another one is Bette Midler, depending on your age. These people present themselves well in the...
I know, interesting coupling, but that's...
No. While not being a huge Bette Midler fan,
yeah,
totally think she is one of the most talented people walking the face
she's
of the
great
planet.
On stage.
Yeah.
She's an amazing wonderful singer, actor, comedian. She's got it all.
All right, so
and
anyway.
I can't believe I'm admitting that in
good
public.
Good for you, Richie. We'll give you 2 points. Christina Aguilera is singing the national anthem at Super Bowl... What Super Bowl is this? XLV.
She's got some pipes. 34? No.
No, 35.
No. XLV. No, the L would be minus one. XIV. Oh, XLV.
XLV. No, X. Well,
I'm so confused.
X. M is... got a Roman numeral guidebook here. At any rate, last year...
45.
Oh, no. All right, huh?
45.
Yeah, because X is 50.
Yeah, Super Bowl 45, right.
Isn't it? No, what's X is 10? 10.
X is 10.
So, like, 34 was three X's, an I, and a V.
Right.
All right. So, this is one X, less V.
I forgot the V, what the L is.
L is, though. I don't know. Yeah, we got to figure that out. What's L? Swell prize for L. Somebody would just go and look it up. That's one of the great ages, the great things about being the age of information and technology. 800-510-8255. What does the Roman numeral L mean? Well, what was last year's Super Bowl?
Let's see. Here.
Was it 30? So it was 34 in 2000. So it's got to be, this is 45.
Yeah, that's right. It is 45. There's no doubt about that.
Right.
L equals 50. X.
L equals 50. So
yeah,
it's,
the I equals 1, the V equals 5, we knew that. The X equals 10, we knew that. The L equals 50. C equals 100.
Interesting how I got
that.
From talking about Christina Aguilera and Roman numerals, isn't it?
D is 500 and the M is 1,000.
Thank you, Rich. 800-510-8255. Okay, I'm going to bring you some sweet tax deals in a few minutes. But I'm going to give you one more example of a taxation circumstance that makes me sweat. The county of Plymouth in Massachusetts, Bridgewater is the name of the community. This past month, they've spent $17,000 in court defending a $5 fee they charged a resident for a disc of a city council meeting. A resident named Tom Coulter filed a complaint with a government record council saying he ought to pay the actual cost of the CD, which is $2. The state council this year sided with Coulter and found he ought to have paid whatever it is, the $2. The community now has paid $14,000 in legal fees defending the case. They had to pay him $3,500 to cover his legal fees. You tell me that makes any sense, folks.
In a military warehouse south of Washington, D.C., a USO stuffing party is in full swing. By the end of the day, volunteers will have stuffed over 10,000 USO care packages, packed them in boxes, loaded them on trucks, and sent them on their way to our soldiers in Iraq, Afghanistan, and military bases around the world. They'll stuff them full of things that most of us take for granted, but that our troops don't often have. Things like toiletries, playing cards, candy, books, little things. Little things that carry an enormous message to our troops. Little things like, thank you. Like we'll never forget you. Like we're behind you 100%. Like we love and cherish each and every one of you. Little things. We're all about the little things. We're the USO. So are you. For more information and to find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
How clean is your tap water? Well, according to recent news reports, the water right out of your tap may contain levels of prescription drugs, recycled sewage, and other chemicals that are just bad for you. Some get filtered out, some don't. Now, from Aquasana, there's a new way to get great tasting and guaranteed healthy drinking and bathing water for your entire house for less than $800 with a whole house water filter system. When you shower and bathe in clean water, you'll notice softer skin and hair in 1 week, guaranteed. Learn how you can have clean, healthy water for your entire house for less than $800 or 12 easy equal payments. Call today and save $200. 800-608-1780. 800-608-1780. 800-608-1780. Or visit
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You owe the IRS money you can't pay? Then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
I love it because I don't have to pay no taxes. It's just as sweet as ham. I'm waking up. I'm feeling fine. I have nothing on my mind.
You're pretty good, Dougie.
Somebody grab his meds quick.
I know.
34.
Tranquilizer gun.
After the hour. All right. What was the question?
Huh?
I asked a question. I forget what the question was that I asked.
How much do you love Christina Aguilera?
No.
We were talking about...
Oh, what the number was.
Yeah.
Here's Jeff in North Pole, Alaska. Got the Roman numeral figured out. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to Good Day.
I believe that for sure the Super Bowl, it's number 45.
Yes, we are signing on to that. We're just trying to figure out what the L was, and now we got that figured out. I was absent that day at school, I think.
You know...
That was the first year we got a color TV was for the Super Bowl.
Really?
Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah? And what year was that?
I believe that was 65.
1965.
End of 65, early 66.
So that would have been the first one. Okay, 66.
Right. That's when the Green Bay Packers won the first one, and then they won the second one.
Hey, they could win again.
They
Green
could.
Bay.
They're in it, yeah.
All right, where's the story with the Patriots playing the Jets, right?
Yeah, so sad that the Jets are going to kill him.
No.
You're right.
It ain't going to happen.
All right, let's see. Steve's in El Paso. Hey, Steve.
5-0 left.
You're on with Jeff, right?
Oops, here we go.
Where do you go?
It is 45.
Yeah, Jeff's still here.
45, Jeff and Steve. All right, so who are you two guys rooting for when it comes down to the bottom line? Jeff, who do you think will win, or who do you want to see win the whole thing in the Super Bowl?
Well, I'd love to see the Packers win because, you know, I've been a dyed-in-the-wool Packer fan all my life. I used to hunt with Fuzzy Thurston and Zeke Barkowski and the boys from the glory days.
Yeah.
So cool. I'm a lifetime fan of the Packers.
All right, he's
a lifer.
I just
want to see the Seattle Seahawks win just to make everybody mad.
Oh, my God, that would tear it up, wouldn't it?
Steve, who are you rooting for?
Seattle would be fun, but I'm probably pulling for the Atlanta Falcons.
Why?
That would be cool, too, because they haven't been there in ever.
Right.
It's been 10 years at least since they were there. So.
All right, I'll so Steve, it. Speaking of being there, I'm going to be in El Paso a week from today, is it? Or a week from, I think Thursday.
I think Wednesday is what you said, no?
Is it Wednesday? No, wait a minute. Let me think for a second. Today, I'm leaving today. I'll be at Richie's studio in Washington tomorrow. I'll be in Memphis at KWAM on Monday. Tuesday in Stevensville. Wednesday with you at El Paso. Yes.
He'll be there soon.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, it'd be nice. All right, Steve, thank you. Jeff, thank you very much.
Dodge the bullets in El Paso.
Nice. All right, I'll keep my head down, Jeff. I'll drive on the other side of town. So the business I was talking about, tax irresponsibility in the wake of the Illinois vote to increase taxes there and yada, yada, yada. And lest you think all the news is bad, Richie says we got to get out of this. This is terrible.
Oh, man, you're bringing me down, brother.
All right, here we go, Richie. You're going to be now brought up.
Prop me up. I need it.
The Small Business Jobs and Credit Act of 2010.
Credit Act.
I think you didn't listen carefully.
I got you.
I think I was saying Credit Act.
Credit.
Now you got me saying
Good.
It.
Good.
Quiet. Anyway, there are a lot of tax incentives here targeted to those of you who are small business owners. Would you like to hear a few of the key provisions?
Yes, sure. Please.
This is good info as you get ready. The reason I'm focused on this, and I've dug all this stuff out this week because of the snowstorm, forced me, and Stuart Brooks, who's probably listening right now. Maybe if Stuart is listening, actually, why don't you give us a buzz? 800-510-8255. Stuart Brooks is our tax expert. He is more than happy to have me working on my taxes already. In the storm the other day got me doing all of that. And I'm looking up some of the new, just to see if it was all doom and gloom. And it isn't for the small business person. Let's see here. Depreciation deductions, Richie. Mm-hmm. The maximum deduction is raised to $500,000 for this year and next year.
Wow.
And so you can more quickly depreciate new assets.
Yeah.
Right, yep. Certain real estate costs are now also deductible up to $250,000. There is a bonus depreciation that is part of the tax break package. The reason it's the same that was in effect before, but it ran out, so they now reinstituted it. Businesses claim a deduction equal to 50% of the cost of certain qualified assets, including new vehicles, new cars, new trucks, that sort of thing. Or if you're in the Santa Fe Railroad business, the cost of a locomotive. All right. Let's see here. Extra year of bonus depreciation through this year, 2011, allowed for property with a cost recovery period of 10 years. This sounds like gogglybook. It is. It really, what's important is that the taxation level that was in effect is now being either raised or somehow the tax law that was passed, that all of them went back and forth and they didn't like the extension of this tax on the rich. You've heard all that stuff. This is basically drilling down into it to see what really most of the people who voted on it didn't know they were voting on anyway. To boil this down, the opportunity is there to invest in equipment. Last year was there. It is there this year as well. So, Richie, you're building a new studio, mm-hmm. a television studio at the headquarters there.
Yep.
All of that stuff is now much more quickly depreciable. Is that the right word? You can depreciate it much quicker.
Yes.
All right?
Good.
Startup expenses.
I'm tired of spending.
Doubles maximum deduction to a $60,000 phase out. So an individual piece of equipment like that, if it costs, then that stuff doesn't cost that much, does it? Those cameras, they're not that expensive.
The cameras are about $4,000 each.
Okay.
The big expense was the machine that you run all the video equipment in. That was about $15,000.
All right, but you can now that's accelerated. That'd be out. You didn't find Stuart, right?
No, he did not call us.
All right. Anyway.
And he's not in the chat room.
These incentives are good for all small businesses, especially farms, corporate partnerships, and sole proprietorships. Anybody who's got income that doesn't exceed $50 million, and that's most small businesses. This may be an enhancement, once you figure it out, to help you. If you're trying to decide whether you would start your own little business, get out of Illinois, number one, and then look at these. Go to some of the states. I think the state of Tennessee is pretty favorable. It's almost a predictable sort of reality. The northern Rust Belt states don't get it. Michigan doesn't get it. Illinois doesn't get it. New York doesn't get it. Massachusetts doesn't get it. But then there are ancillary states around them that do. And so they get the businesses to come over there. That's why a lot of states, Connecticut is a pretty good example. Stamford is the first city you come to in Connecticut out of New York. And the way that city has grown because of the tax policies toward business that Connecticut has, a number of businesses moving out of New York City into Stamford, amazing. Big corporations, too, like IBM, they're all going. They'll find their way to these, and then who loses? Look at the mess that, you know, that New York is in. And to the new governor's credit, Cuomo, he's talking, and who would have thought it, Jennifer? Jerry Brown says, we got to get our fiscal house in order. We got to cut here. We got to cut there.
So far, so good with him, I have to say.
Well, I mean, it's the reality. Hello? The reality. So better tax treatment for small business, Richie, is basically the sweet part of all of this. There's a health insurance break for the self-employed. A self-employed individual has to pay self-employment tax comparable to Social Security taxes paid on employee residence, but wages. But you can deduct health insurance premiums from the self-employment income.
It's one of my dad and my brother's biggest expenses.
Mine, too. I'm self-employed,
yeah,
what do you think?
That's true, yeah.
Wow, it's very exciting.
That's a game breaker right there.
It sure is.
That one.
All right. So, in terms of how you generally look at this, because we got to get to Dr. Ken in a minute, thinking about your financial realities in 2010, a lot of you made vague resolutions. We started the year with, I'm not going to spend as much money as I did last year. Well, hello. So what? What does that mean? Nothing. You got to be thinking about specific stuff, like saving more. What did Roberta say yesterday, Roberta Fasanelli, who's on with us? She saves 10% of everything no matter what. Isn't that what she said?
She said something like that. Yeah. I know she does.
Yeah. Right.
Tithing, basically.
So you can push. Yeah, well, that's what it is. It's called tithing. That's right, Rich. Yep. 10%.
Well, tithing is really giving 10% to the church.
Right. But you've got to have it. You got to take it out of something.
Right.
And
right.
So if you give 10, tithe for yourself.
Tithe for yourself.
10% for yourself. Which means if you make $165,000 a year, $16,500 of it goes into the bank. That's basically what that means.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. No. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I look at the zeros in the hole. You know, there's a bracket that Stuart puts on the tax return. It's the negative bracket that goes, it points backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm looking at all those numbers on my.
Yeah, got a lot of negative brackets this year, don't
you? My God. Whew. All right, anyway, but that was last year. This is this year. We're moving up. We're moving ahead. I'm moving on up here. Moving with
so
you.
So wound.
Jefferson's today. 16 before the hour. Dr. Ken up next on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance, and here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
The Good Day Show is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at DougStephan.com.
It's time for Dr. Ken Kronos here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program, brought to you in part by the folks who are responsible for Medifast, helping so many tens of thousands of people every year. The Medifast diet is fast, safe, simple, satisfying. Richie's on it. His wife is on it. Jennifer's on it. Roberta's on it. They don't think I can stay on it because of my trip next week, but I still have months to work on this.
Trip. Yeah.
Yeah. So. All right. So, Ken, you can lose up to 20 pounds the first month. You've looked at this thing, and you think it is A-OK.
This works. It's the real thing. It's a healthy lifestyle. I love the food. I listen to my patients every day tell me about how effective it is. It stays off. If you're looking now in the new year for a lifestyle, a healthy way to lose the weight you've been dreaming about, I think we have the answer.
Here's how you save $50. Log on now to MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115. Use code Dr. Ken. Save $50 on your MetaFast program, first month's food. That's MetaFastKen, all one word, MetaFastKen.com, or call 800-506-4115. Don't forget the code Dr. D-R-K-E-N. Call now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Go online for a complete program and discount details. That's MetaFastKen.com, 800-506-4115. All right, so tell us about your science experiment. People thought I was yanking the chain. You had a marvelous experience when you were, what, a high schooler or a junior high schooler?
I was in seventh grade. Among all the seventh, eighth, and ninth graders, placed first place in the science fair. I compared the effects of fertilizing onion plants, either injecting it directly into the plant or pouring it over the plant, and discovered that injecting was better.
There you go. How about that, boys and girls?
Wow.
Those of you who want to grow some onions in your backyard.
Yeah. So did you really know that, Doug, or did you just take a good guess that Ken would have been an excellent science student?
Dr. Ken would like to tell us about Congresswoman Gifford's recovery. Dr. Ken, what is her chance for complete recovery?
Well, this is a challenging question that I'm getting from everybody. Congresswoman Gifford's biggest concerns now are brain swelling, risk of lung or brain infection, further bleeding and seizures, and also the quality of her survival. Her brain is going to continue to recover for 6 to 18 months, Doug. It's very rare for a person with extensive brain damage to regain all of their abilities and functions he or she had before the injury. People who suffer damage to the left side of the brain tend to have, here's a list if we have time, difficulty speaking and understanding speech, difficulty reading, increased impulsivity, lack of emotional control, decreased problem-solving ability, diminished long-term planning, and problems with hand-eye coordination.
So, but the fact she could open her eyes yesterday was an amazing thing, at least it would seem after...
Well, she's going to survive, and only about 5 to 10% of people survive such an ordeal, and that's encouraging, but she's going to have a rocky road.
All right, another item here about exercise and how it may help if you have IBS.
Irritable bowel syndrome. We know that exercise is helpful for the heart, the lungs, the brain, but now it's been proved that it's also helpful for the bowel. Those who have these symptoms of diarrhea, bloating, constipation, and there's no anatomic discovery, identification for the cause out of the American Journal of Gastroenterology. Talk to your doctors about getting into an exercise program.
And speaking of that, we have Digestive Advantage as a company that we're really happy to extol the value and the virtue of their various products. They have irritable bowel syndrome product. They have a product for lactose intolerance. They have a gas defense. They have enzymes that are added to the probiotics of Sustanex, and that's really a different enzymes for different problems, right?
Exactly. We know that the probiotics are helpful for resuming up your defense system to fight all these bugs that are out there. They also help with your digestive system, but now they've added specific enzymes that help even more. The combination of exercise and Digestive Advantage, what a wonderful, healthy, natural way to improve your digestion.
Digestive Advantage is the only brand of digestive aids that help you avoid a wide range of gastrointestinal symptoms before they start. Other digestive aid brands are intended for use after the problem. Go to the big box stores, the big drug stores, and get Digestive Advantage.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Called?
Zeppelin, Dougie.
Boys and girls from Led Zeppelin. 800-510-8255. I was trying to think who would play. How would Michael Douglas be as the leader of Led Zeppelin in a movie?
Playing Robert Plant?
Yeah.
Well, they're about the same age.
Yeah.
So he couldn't play the young one, but I'm sure he could pull off the current Robert Plant.
Who's dead?
Although, no, Robert Plant's not dead. John Bonham's dead.
Oh, okay. I know one of them is dead.
Yeah. Okay. The rest are still alive.
Hmm. Okay, let's see here what we've got going for us. I'm looking at, Richie and I were just sort of chuckling about my Facebook connections now and all of the...
We're also proud of you.
Yeah, you're so advanced.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, right. But the technology, we spent a lot of time talking about technology on this program. And so it seems to me that I would be untrue to me being myself. That's one thing you can count on. I'm sort of constructing an email at the moment. I'm on the board of directors of Landowners Association in Arizona, where I have had some land for 10, 12 years. And I went on the board last year because I wanted to sort of see what was going on, how things were being run, really, because I heard a lot of criticism, and I've been critical of them and how they've run things over the years. So
it's basically a desert in the middle of nowhere where they decided to put a housing development.
And now it's growing.
And they've been trying to make it grow into and something that would become,
well, but the,
you
this,
know,
it's suffering,
big and nice.
Right, but it's suffering from a lack of good, strong input from people, of people that are being sort of pushed into some kind of service are not, how do I say this without, they aren't really well qualified, let's put it that way. They don't have a lot of good experience. I have a lot of good experience in lots of different things, and I'm pretty good at expressing myself and also listening to both sides and being, and that's one of the things that they've appreciated about me being on the board the last year. I sort of bring, hopefully, some common sense to the approach. It's very polarizing. There's one faction that thinks that the guys that developed it are the bad guys. I mean, it's this, it's kind of a classic situation.
Right.
And I just, you know, I was the only non-local guy on the board, so I'd fly in, you know, Richie, when I'd go in there four or five times, I had to fly into Las Vegas and drive out there and stay up all night and things like that, but I really kind of wanted to serve in that function. And the response to me having done that is from the negative side of the people who are there. They want me off because I don't live there. Well, they want me off because I represent some thinking that a lot of the minor minds there don't go along with.
Right, and the fact that you own a large piece of land.
I am the second largest landowner in the place.
And you're a global citizen, doggone it.
Well, yeah. It is. But I, you know what? They're having a fight about who ought to be on the board.
It's a homeowners association.
Yeah, right.
Basically,
and you know, I don't
anybody
care.
Who lives there or owns property there
right.
can be on
well,
the board.
Well, they want to now make it so that you can't be on the board unless you live there.
No,
and only 10% of the people who own land there actually live there. So that means they would control. There are people that are all over the world that own land there.
Right.
But anyway, the point is that I've been thinking about that in terms
two
of...
Two words for those people.
Uh-huh.
Bite me.
Doug, if you could you sell me an acre for me to build a cottage?
No, I can send you 40. I can sell you 40 acres, though.
How much?
Well, we can talk.
Okay.
Doug tried to get me to buy a couple acres when he bought this thing. He's like, man, I'm telling you.
Is it oceanfront?
It was great if I'd have sold it 4 years ago. I bought it 10 years ago. If I'd have sold it 4 years ago, I'd have been in great shape.
It was a great deal.
It was a great deal.
It still is a good deal.
No, it's not.
Yeah, really?
No.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to it's halfway between Phoenix and Las Vegas. Great area on Interstate 40. Get ready for Android to become a major tech force, not just in phone and tablet services. Alex Goldfein, the tech tailor, will shy up to you next on Good Day.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
A CNET article proclaims that last week's Consumer Electronics Show signaled the rise of Android and the fall of Windows. Now, let's take a look at those two claims. Certainly, Android has risen. The mobile device operating system will be on countless new devices to be released this year, from tablets to phones and even to computers. At CES, I saw a laptop from Lenovo running nothing but the Google Chrome operating system. Everything was done inside Google's web browser, even launching productivity and game software. No Windows, no Mac, just a Google computer. As for Windows, the future does not look bright. Computers were its last foothold, but we're going to see PC sales fall dramatically this year as tablet sales skyrocket. Microsoft is trying to get involved in tablets, but it's going to be difficult, and it's far from the front of the pack there. Microsoft's last bastion, probably video gaming in the Xbox 360. Listen to all Technology Tailor Minutes at techtailorminute.com. I'm Alex Goldfein.
59. Was my mic open?
It is now.
Somebody just sent me an email that your mic was open. Yeah, I think I had my mic open. I was saying what I really was thinking.
Uh-oh.